This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No makeup needed here. It's the radio that works, and all we have to do is have our voices in good shape, all fixed up and raring to go. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schilling as we take apart some of the things that are on the home page at DougSteffen.com. Apple's modest product upgrades have been front and center with some people. Maybe they're not as important, however, as the comments about the importance of security. At the Apple event yesterday, CEO Tim Cook started things off with a focus on security because of the battle with the FBI. Which side are you on? Have you changed your mind, or are you still with me? You don't want Apple to succumb to the government because it really isn't a... It's not so much about what's good and bad, is it right and wrong? And you either have a constitution, you have protection, or you don't. And you have a country that's overrun by government engineers and obsessive bureaucrats, or not. So here's Tim Cook.
I'd like to address something that I know is on the minds of many people this morning. We built the iPhone for you, our customers. And we know that it is a deeply personal device. For many of us, the iPhone is an extension of ourselves. About a month ago, we asked Americans across the country to join in a conversation. We need to decide as a nation how much power the government should have over our data and over our privacy. I've been humbled and deeply grateful for the outpouring of support that we've received from Americans across the country, from all walks of life. We did not expect to be in this position, at odds with our own government, but we believe strongly that we have a responsibility to help you protect your data and protect your privacy. We owe it to our customers, and we owe it to our country. This is an issue that impacts all of us, and we will not shrink from this responsibility.
Sounds pretty strong, pretty direct, pretty much what you'd expect, or is it? The case had been expected to head to court today, but the Justice Department abruptly moved yesterday to cancel the hearing, saying it may not need Apple's help after all. And so then the question comes up, well, what are you going to do? Mark Thiessen from the American Enterprise Institute talked to former NSA and CIA Director General Michael Hayden, who says he's on Apple's side here.
Bill Gates has sort of said that Apple should be more cooperative, yeah. And you, one of the great national security leaders of our country, has sort of backed Apple. What's happening here?
Training Apple, yeah. Look, Mark, there's probably a constitutional question here, mm-hmm. But I'm not a constitutional lawyer. Mm-hmm. There's clearly a privacy security balancing thing here, and I'll let wise people think about that. I just look at this in the security lane. Okay. And frankly, given the variety of threats that America faces, one needs to be careful that in dealing with this threat over here, we don't make it more difficult to deal with that threat mm-hmm. over here. And so I think we need to be careful about what the government's asking Apple to do, because if you believe Apple and, frankly, a whole bunch of other technologists, even done well, you know, dual key under lock, court order, and so on, even done well, you have actually opened up greater possibilities for degrading what would otherwise be almost unbreakable end-to-end encryption. And Jim Clapper, for the last, what, two or three years in his worldwide threat briefing, the director of national intelligence, has said the number one threat facing America is the cyber threat. And so I would ask the government, frankly, you know, being a security guy, I think the government has a right to demand this. I just don't know that it's a wise thing for the government to demand it. Mm-hmm. And now, if you want me to make, I kind of teed up the issue,
sure,
as to why we need to be careful. If you want me to make a judgment, my judgment is that we're probably better served by not punching any holes into a strong encryption system.
Think about what Tim Cook said, stressing, quote, "We need to decide as a nation how much power the government ought to have over our data and over our privacy. This is an issue that impacts all of us, and we will not shrink from this responsibility." So are they or aren't they going to be forced to open the phone? Does it seem silly now, after all of this, for me to go back to what I said a few minutes ago, the report that the FBI may now be able to open the phone without help from Apple? So after all of this, they come around and say, well, maybe we don't need you after all. What is that all about? Here's Elaine Quijano on that particular aspect of this conversation.
The FBI may not need Apple to gain access to the San Bernardino terrorist's iPhone. Federal investigators have been working to unlock Syed Farouk's iPhone to try to figure out whether he had contact with militant groups. Now the FBI may have a method for getting in. In a statement on Monday, the Department of Justice said an outside party demonstrated to the FBI this past weekend a possible method for unlocking the phone. We must first test this method to ensure that it doesn't destroy the data on the phone, but we remain cautiously optimistic. Federal prosecutors also asked to delay Tuesday's much-anticipated court hearing over whether Apple should be forced to help unlock the phone. The request was granted. Last month, a judge ruled Apple must comply with the government's request. Apple has been fighting that order, arguing it would set a dangerous precedent.
And people who are on the inside, outside, all sides, seem to think that that is what's right. So here's just sort of a wrap on what's going on, because the question now comes, who the heck is going to help the FBI? All right, we may not have that. Let's pause for a moment and continue on in a matter of moments. 14 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blueini Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day programs Tuesday morning and 17 and change past the hour. Okay, so we're talking about Apple and the FBI and who's going to help the FBI and yada yada, which overshadowed, that conversation overshadowed the introduction of the smaller iPhone, the iPad. But what was that all about? They are hoping, they said, as I get away from all the controversy, they're hoping to eke out more sales growth by filling in gaps in the product lineup. The new devices, the iPhone SE and the 9.7-inch iPad Pro, represent a sort of return to the form factors that prevailed before Apple supersized the smartphone a couple of years ago, added a large business-oriented iPad Pro last year. Many were not very impressed by what they actually revealed. Social media and YouTube star iJustine was quite disappointed with the whole event yesterday.
Obviously, it was a smaller announcement, and I still had high hopes that they were going to make some announcement with the iPhone 7. As everyone has been telling me, they're like, no, just it's not going to happen. And guess what? It didn't happen. But what they did announce is a new iPad Pro, a new iPhone SE, which is a 4-inch iPhone, which I think we already pretty much knew this 2 months ago. They also announced some new Apple Watch bands, and they dropped the price of the Apple Watch to $299. And Tim Cook, of course, kicked off the event talking about the whole Apple security and the government, and then they talked about how Apple is doing all of these amazing things for the environment, which is great, really exciting, but they spent half of the keynote talking about those things, and it was a really short event, and they only talked about the Apple Watch for 2 seconds.
Well, come on. There's a certain naivete. I want to have it my way. There's an immaturity sometimes to how some people are looking at the issue, which is like the gorilla in the room. The gorilla in the room is, what do we do about the FBI and that suit? When you look at Apple itself, highest market value in the world of any company. So they're always being pushed to come up with new products to drive somebody to come and buy new things. It's premium pricing. Larger phones typically call, when you try to find out how much they go, if you can find out how much they cost, $650. Also, left it's vulnerable. The other people who are doing the Android phones are selling things a little bit cheaper. I have a Samsung. I kind of like it. I don't use it as much as some of you do. I don't live by it and die by it, but I find it handy once you get used to how the whole thing works. So anyway, that's the Apple story as much as I can figure it out. It's 21 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Don't don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on Good Day. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He's a specialist in understanding what's going on in your body. He and his wife, Mary, do the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. A lot of great material there. You ought to sign up at ForbiddenDoctor.com and figure out what's going on in your life and in your body. They have a key to, I think, longer, happier, healthier life. And so with that in mind, let's talk about Jennifer, Jack, and this torn retina. For those of you who are just joining us, Richie and I last night, well, actually, I didn't talk to you, Richie. I just got an email back and forth.
Right.
Jennifer was quite sick about a month ago, and during that time, she was coughing violently, and doctors think that may have been the reason she tore her retina, but Jack thinks there may be some other things behind it as well. So what actually is, Jack, a torn retina, and how frequently do people have these problems, and what's the best way to overcome the problem and to get back to normal?
Well, this was one of the fascinating things in school. Of course, in chiropractic college, we study all of the special senses, and we spend a lot of time on the eye and sight. And the retina is an extension of nerve tissue. It's the second cranial nerve that comes out of the brain. It has 6 layers to it, laying in the back of the eyeball. It's where the light focuses across the back of the eyeball. And it's a very delicate piece of tissue. And usually, there is something like with Jen, the violent coughing, a car accident, bad falls, if the underlying structure has already been weakened, and the primary cause of that is malnutrition, where the vital micronutrients that are necessary for retinal health aren't present in the diet. Now, I don't know if that's her case or not.
Well, I will tell you, Jennifer is a lot like I am in terms of how she lives and how she eats. For a guy like me that's as healthy as I am, whether it's genetic or supplementation or whatever, I try to eat the right foods, but I don't eat in a normal, organized way. And yesterday was a perfect example. We all got together, Warren Eckstein and Jennifer and Roberta Fasanelli and I and Jennifer's mom and dad had lunch. And we were talking, we didn't pay much attention. I had a salad and some lentil soup. But I was watching what everybody else was eating, and it was not great. Jennifer doesn't pay as much attention, I don't think, to this as she might, because it's not important to her because of what the other things are that are pushing her life, not only being here, running her dad's business, doing a local radio show. You know, I think there's a lot of that, and I think that she's worn down a little bit, frankly. So that may have contributed to this, Jack, one way or another. But what her dad said is that she had to lay still for 24 hours on one side so that the healing could begin.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
Well, it depends on how bad the tear is. Sometimes, you know, if it's not that bad, just a little bit of laser therapy can take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It can be severe enough where the actual vitreous humor, the jelly-like material inside the eyeball, has to be removed to get into the retinal area, and then the vitreous put back into the eyeball. And, you know, there's various techniques that are used, but the retina will heal quickly. That's why they have to lie still extremely long.
Right.
And sometimes 24 hours is usually a minimal amount of time. I've known some people who've had to lay still for a week or so.
Yeah.
Your emotional balance or imbalance has a direct effect on the function of the rest of the body, the true mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. Long before that was ever a buzzword in modern healthcare today, chiropractic has been promoting that for over 100 years. The health of the mind and the way it functions based on your emotional balance will dictate health balance through everywhere else.
Balance your mental health as well as your physical health.
Yes.
Jack Stockwell and his wife do the Forbidden Doctor podcast. Sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, time 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Tuesday program, where all things seem to be about Apple and Twitter. Now, there are other things going on. The president went to Cuba. There are the stories that float around the Google. This actually, it's it's Apple, it's Twitter, and it's Google. Yesterday, Google basically admitted that it was working for the White House. It revealed that it offered to help overthrow the government of Assad in Syria, and they also offered to get involved in the Cuban situation. They planned to visually map those areas in Syria where there were the people that were protesting, the people who wanted to get rid of Assad. Where were the they were going to give as much information to the government as it wanted, so that they could, in fact, use this media, social media, in the way that I suppose Apple influenced more. It was more the technology from the iPhone that overturned the government in Egypt, right? But the ideas became part of a conversation because an email was highlighted from the chief of Google Ideas, Jared Cohen. He left a job at the State Department in 2010 to run Google's think tank. His plan was to encourage more people to defect and give confidence to the opposition of Assad. Google planned to give ownership of the tool to Al Jazeera. And that would then get the information to the people in Syria who would overthrow Assad. This is really fascinating stuff. The influence of social media on what goes on in the country we live in, countries around the world is yet to be measured. So a lot of people commenting on Apple, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Daniel writes, so somehow we've gone through the looking glass here, and the FBI doesn't want Apple's help getting into the phone. I'll bet Apple will be really interested if the FBI is able to do it. Does this qualify as irony? No, it qualifies as hype, in my estimation. It qualifies, it is in the same league with other things that you get from the government that just are not true. They didn't need Apple all along. Paul writes, I love how the government is trying really hard to change the rules of the phone instead of the rules of having a gun. They want to, okay, that comment pretty much stands on its own, does it not? 888-302-3684, by the way. If you've got a good comment and a good voice, we'll put you on. I always like the good comments. The best comments seem to come through social media, though, or email doug@dougstefan.com, facebook.com/good day, twitter@good day. Let's see. Rich writes, smells fishy to me. My guess is that they've been able to do it all along. They saw an opportunity to make it much easier for themselves by suing Apple, forcing a back door. Now, they don't think that they're going to win, so they'll drop the case rather than set a precedent that works against them. See, I think that's really the story. You're on it, Rich. Yep. Dan writes, anybody think that maybe just maybe the NSA has had the information all along, and instead of telling everybody that it is actually spying on all of our phones, wanted to provide a cover story involving Apple, and that the magical third party is really just not pushing their bad position? Sheila writes, I think the government got what they wanted. They wanted to see where these companies stood, and now they know. Now the government will backdoor it, keep it in secret, and the companies themselves will be none the wiser. Our people in this country do not trust the government, and with good reason. So that's, again, I say this 87 times a week, why the likes of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are doing as well as they are, because people don't trust, nor do they want the kind of government that we seem now to have to suffer with. All right, let's get to Twitter. So we've taken care of Google, Apple. Now it's Twitter's turn. The 10th birthday being celebrated by Twitter. Here's Michael Oder reporting on the party.
10 years with Twitter, 140 characters at a time, certainly changed the way that we all communicate with each other and spread information. It's also changing the way that politicians interact with everybody else out there and get their message across. And campaign 2016 has been all about that message, and the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump loves Twitter, always on it. He's, of course, saying some pretty bombastic things, but his very first tweet was back in May of 2009, where he was pushing his appearance on David Letterman. He was going to be reading a top 10 list that night. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton's first tweet came back in 2013. She says, thanks for the inspiration, the two guys who invented tweets from Hillary, that internet meme. She said that she'll be taking over from there.
All right. So here's Evan Embley from TRT World News, and a lot of these sites are news sites that come off the web themselves, talking about Twitter turning 10 and what, if anything, they have to celebrate right now.
Twitter is marking the 10th anniversary of its founding and very first tweet. It was sent by co-founder, now CEO, Jack Dorsey. To commemorate the day, the company said, since then, every moment of every day, people connect about the things they care about most all over the world. We're excited to celebrate with all of you. But just how much does the company actually have to celebrate? Twitter's cultural presence has come a long way in 10 years. Performers, heads of state, the Roman Catholic Pope, they're all on Twitter. Even so, the site still ranks behind Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and WhatsApp and Tumblr. While the company did nearly double its revenue last year, Twitter's never made a profit. And in February, it revealed its fourth quarter was the first time it's failed to achieve growth since going public.
Okay, so I think I remember Amazon, which is maybe the fourth cog in all this wheel. Wasn't it for years and years and years we all wondered, how do the people that are buying this stock think they're going to make any money? And look at how smart they were. Look at how much money. Look at the business done by Amazon. Wow. So is there still hope for Twitter? There's always hope. Here's Marlene Leng from CTV News talking to technology analyst Mark Blevis about what Blevis thinks was the standout moment for Twitter over their past 10 years.
What for you was the defining moment that the world realized, hey, this Twitter thing, it's something?
I think it's something that largely went under the radar for most people, and that was when the U.S. State Department asked in 2009 during the Iranian elections that the Twitter delay a maintenance window that was scheduled so that there would be uninterrupted access to what was going on the ground in Iran. So that predates Arab Spring. It predates so many things. It was kind of a defining year for Twitter, 2009, but that, to me, was one of the defining moments.
Okay. So... I'm looking for an aha moment here. Richard Windsor from Edison Investment Research talked about Twitter's growth and revenue generation.
People get confused between growth and revenue generation. For what it does, Twitter actually generates very, very good revenues. The problem that it has is that its niche of microblogging and news broadcasting, it's fully monetized and it needs to go somewhere else. And that's why it is has got such problems, is that growth has run out. Based on the analysis that we do, you know, mobile smartphone users spend only about, you know, 7% of their time engaging with Twitter. That means that 93% of other time or other activities, Twitter could be engaging with its users. And if it was able to do that, you know, engage in other activities, then maybe it could start user growth and revenue generation on an upward track once again.
All right. So what do you think? What that basically speaks to is what I was saying with regard to Amazon. There was a lot of cash flow. There was a lot of growth. So it took a long time for it to get to the bottom line. Some people think that Twitter's best days are ahead of them. Sounds like a politician talking about America. Or that they've had it with all the competition from Instagram and from Tumblr and Pinterest. All right, so Kara, who are some of the other large operations that are gaining momentum? What do you use mostly to correspond or talk to the people that either in business or in your everyday life you exchange? If you're not having a phone conversation, how are you exchanging information with them?
Well, Facebook for me is still probably the biggest one, just because most people who are college age have one. So it's just if you need to find someone to talk to and you don't have their phone number, then you can do it across Facebook. But there are a lot of other sites. There's Reddit. That's pretty big.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I would even say, oh, God, there are so many of them that I can't even...
Reddit is something that we had somebody, a technologist that worked with us 3 or 4 years ago, who used Reddit all the time. And I think he found, for whatever the reason that it was, he was, I think, 21 or 22, and we had him on the program. And his knowledge was great. He was a space cadet, and he couldn't handle...
But yeah,
the responsibility of a real job, but he was very helpful in getting a lot of pro and interesting information out there about us. Go ahead, excuse me.
Well, yeah, there are just so many sites that basically anyone can choose their favorite medium. Some people love using Twitter, and now Instagram, even though it's mostly for pictures, you know, people are huge on Instagram, and they've got a huge following, and they can talk to people in the comments section, and, you know, do advertising and stuff on it. So anyone can choose their, you know, favorite thing to talk to people on.
All right. That's helpful. Thank you. Here's Richard Windsor to wrap up this conversation, also talking about the competition between Twitter and Facebook, as Kara just sort of indicated.
Facebook has stolen Twitter's thunder from the point of view of Facebook has a much larger presence in the digital lives of users, and they're consequently, that's why it's continuing to grow, and that's why its revenue generation is far superior to Twitter. In terms of actually breaking news, and I still think that, you know, for receiving news and broadcasting, Twitter is actually a better platform than Facebook.
All right. You agree with that? Help yourself. Comments to Facebook.com/Gooday or Twitter at Gooday. Use either one of them, the one you prefer. 44 past the hour here on Gooday.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now,
Use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I'm Dr. Travis Stork, and welcome to Congestion Questions from Simply Saline. Susan from Hayes, Kansas says her congestion gets worse at night, and she asked, "Can you help me?" Susan, I like to use Arm & Hammer Simply Saline before I go to bed. It's a gentle, drug-free mist that quickly flushes away nasal congestion for a better night's sleep. Got a question? Ask it at congestionquestions.com and feel better simply. Simply Saline.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So a lot of people are talking this morning about attacks in Brussels, Belgium, explosions and a lot of casualties, blasts at both their airport and their metro system, three of them actually, two at the airport, one at the metro station. There are people saying it's terrorism. Well, you remember the conversation yesterday about the Paris terror suspect who was planning these attacks, and the whole thing got sidetracked because he said he was intending to sue the French prosecutor for revealing that he backed out of blowing himself up. John Cohen, who's the current Undersecretary of Homeland Security for Intelligence and Analysis here, talks about why these locations may have been targeted.
These are places where people congregate, and these are where there's large crowds. And, in particular, if an attack plan had to be speeded up because of the arrests that have occurred over the past several days, then people who are carrying out these types of attacks will go to places where they can blend in with others, can go to places where there's large crowds so they can cause as many casualties as possible. Secondly, the significance is that if you can shut down the transportation infrastructure of a city, you shut down the city. And there's no other way to have the most dramatic impact on a community or a city like Brussels by shutting down its transportation systems.
American Airlines is the largest American carrier into that city. They said all its employees and contractors were accounted for after the blast. Here's something on their Twitter page. We're aware of an incident at the Brussels airport and are taking care of our customers, employees, and contractors. At this time, all of our employees and contractors have been accounted for. They canceled one flight over there, and that makes nothing but sense. I'm looking at an aerial view of the blast site. It looks like they made quite a mess. So that's the latest at the moment in that conversation. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good Day program. Now on hand is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a traditionally educated and intelligent cardiologist down in Florida. He joins us every week at this time to go through some of the important medical news of the week, including the NFL acknowledging that chronic traumatic encephalopathy is linked to football. Is it encephalopathy? Is that how you pronounce encephalopathy?
Doug, you are clairvoyant. You predicted this.
I've been on this for 5 years.
The news this week, for the first time, the National Football League has publicly acknowledged the connection between football and it's a mouthful. Chronic traumatic encephalitis, the brain disorder better known as CTE. CTE has been found in a number of retired football players. It was actually seen in 90 out of 94 NFL players whose brains were examined, 45 out of 55 college players, and 6 out of 26 high school players. CTE is a disease that only can be diagnosed post-mortem. There's no cure. Maybe you want to make the game safer, improve equipment, change the rules, but this is a concern.
I'm going to say this for the benefit of the gentleman who calls every time I talk about this fact that when you let your children play football, you are irresponsible parents, as far as I'm concerned. He calls every time, and sir, here's the number, 888-302-3684. You can talk about what a dirty bag of manure I am one more time if it makes you feel better.
All right, so keep him.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I know you would. Cold turkey, the best way to quit smoking. This is pretty interesting because a lot of people try it and it doesn't work, Ken.
Annals of Internal Medicine this week, people who give up cigarettes, Doug, all at once are more likely to be successful than those who wean themselves off gradually. There's good evidence for nicotine replacement therapy like patches and gum that are also safe, and also Chantix to help people quit smoking after you give up cold turkey. If you want to be successful, get off the cigarettes, first you have to be confident you can do it, and then be committed to getting it done.
All right. Next item of interest here on our report on your health, a healthy heart. You're a cardiologist. This is the best way you want to not get Alzheimer's or dementia. Looks like this is the key, Ken.
Exactly. Journal of the American Heart Association this week, keeping your heart fit. Doug, may help your mind stay sharp as well. Seniors who met more heart-healthy goals show less likely decline in their thinking skills. So eat a healthy diet, exercise, limit alcohol, don't smoke, sleep 7 to 8 hours per night, reduce mental stress, and know your four numbers: blood pressure, weight, cholesterol, and blood sugar.
Keep it going. All right, anxiety. This is the mind-body connection in triplicate, it looks like, Ken.
Journal of Neuroscience this week. Anxiety disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder, and social anxiety disorder, they affect about 18% of us. Anxiety can become such a problem, Doug, that it controls our day-to-day lives. And according to a new study, it may also even lead to bad decision-making. Anxiety interferes with the choice-making cells in the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is an area of the brain. It plays a key role in flexible decision-making.
Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who bring to you Super Beats and the related product line. Official advice from Dr. Ken about the blood pressure issues that are addressed by Super Beats. This could be the best thing you've found along this line, Ken.
Exactly. Nobel Prize winning discovery in 1998 about nitric oxide, the third gas of the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells need to spray your blood vessels with nitric oxide so that they open up, they relax, lower your blood pressure. You can deliver oxygen throughout the body, but you need to continuously make nitric oxide. So you need these products that Doug will tell you about to continuously make nitric oxide.
Well, the thing here is that there are two ways to get yourself into this zone, if you will. One of them is, as Ken suggested, with the product Super Beats. It's the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Article in the LA Times this week about how superbly Super Beats works for the athletes that are playing basketball in the NCAA. I thought that was pretty interesting. So get in on the bandwagon. Get in by ordering Super Beats now at Neo 40-800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.